This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. If you spend time tending a garden, chances are you've come across some insects you don't know, or bugs you think you know, and you may be tempted to get rid of them. Our next guest argues that's not always the thing to do. Henry Hohmeyer is a lifelong organic gardener living in Cornish Flat, and he's the author of 4 gardening books, and he writes a weekly gardening column for 10 newspapers around New England. Henry joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Henry, it's midsummer. Garden's well established now. What are you doing in the garden?
Well, of course, I'm pulling a few weeds, and I'm planting a few perennial flowers because anytime I see a new perennial flower, I have to have it. But most importantly right now in my vegetable garden, I'm harvesting potato beetles.
Is this an annual event for you?
It is. It's a voracious eater, not only the beetle, but also the larvae. And the larvae vastly outnumber the adults, can just strip the leaves off your plants. If they don't have leaves, they can't have any photosynthesis going on. Therefore, they can't produce any spuds. So I pick them and put them in soapy water, and it makes a huge difference.
Okay, now, what other pests should we be looking for right now?
Well, slugs are well-known and hated everywhere, and snails. Japanese beetles, many people are having trouble with Japanese beetles this year. And any bug or beetle is better picked if you can do it, if you don't have 5 acres of commercial tomatoes, for example. Much better to pick them because there are good bugs along with the bad bugs, and you don't want to put a spray down, which is going to kill everybody.
Let's talk about that. What bugs are good bugs to have in your garden?
Everybody knows that ladybugs are wonderful. They eat aphids. There are lots of others, what I call the UFI, the unidentified flying insect, which can be very helpful to you, but many gardeners have the inclination to squish it, submerge it, get rid of it one way or another. Lace wings are very beautiful insects, and I know you've seen them. They're very light green, and their wings are diaphanous. You can see right through them. At nighttime, you'll see them on the screen of your porch. They'll come to the light. The assassin bug is a half-inch long black bug that's quite hairy and really looks quite scary.
Yeah, with a name like assassin bug, you think, this is not good.
But it is good.
Are there insects we're likely to see, you know, this time of year or later in the summer that we just don't have to deal with earlier in the year?
Absolutely. The dreaded tomato hornworm is coming. This is a long larval form of a moth, which is a light green and can be up to 5 inches long. They can be fairly aggressive. They have little legs and they have a horn on their rear end, which gives them the name. They can really chew up your tomatoes. But there's a good thing, which is that they can be parasitized by a wasp that lays its eggs on the tomato hornworm larva. And if you see things that look like little grains of white rice on the back of a tomato hornworm that's being eaten up by the larvae of this parasitic wasp, so instead of killing it and putting it in your soapy water, you pick it up and you carry it to some other part of the property where those parasitic wasps can go through their life cycle and make more parasitic wasps.
So you actually want to cultivate the wasps?
Yes, absolutely. They're good.
Every year about now, you know, you mentioned the Japanese beetles. I see neighbors putting up those Japanese beetle bags in their yards. Now, let's talk about what are the damage those beetles can do, and are those bags effective?
The Japanese beetle it's a foreign invader. It was introduced to the United States somehow or other 100 years ago. And it's a voracious eater. It loves roses, it loves grapes, it loves plum trees, it will eat leaves, it will damage flowers. They can easily be picked and put in soapy water if you do it early in the morning when they're still groggy, before they've had their first cup of coffee, if you will.
What about using those commercially available bags? They're designed to kind of attract and capture.
Right.
Them.
The problem with the bags is that they attract so many beetles, and many more are out there having lunch before they get in the bag or not getting in the bag at all. You can fill up your bag and still have all of your neighbor's beetles. So what I like to tell people, jokingly, of course, to give the bags to your neighbors, particularly your neighbors if they're of the opposite political party, and let them deal with the beetles. They'll draw your beetles away.
You have any other ideas for insect control for a novice gardener that maybe they're fairly new to all this?
Yes, don't be squeamish. Go out there and pick those bugs, throw them in soapy water. After you've been doing it for a while, you'll start squishing them with your fingers and washing your hands off later. But the main thing is, don't go for the chemical poisons. Avoid the row at the garden center, which I call Death Row, which is where they sell all those things, because they're not good for you. They're not good for the balance of the ecosystem. They're not good for your dogs and cats or your grandchildren. So stay away from chemicals and try to do it as naturally as you can.
Henry Hohmeyer is an organic gardener and a writer. You'll find a link to Henry's weekly column at nhpr.org. You can also send Henry a question or comment while you're there. Henry, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.